Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we are learning Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey. As we continue discussing the halachos of throwing as it pertains to Hotzah, as it pertains to carrying on Shabbos. The two Mishnahs today are going to be discussing the Melacha of Hotzah as it pertains to bodies of water. Says the Mishnah, Hazorik Biyam Arba Amos Patur. That if someone throws an item, four Amos, in the Yam, in the sea, he is putter, he's exempt, he's not liable from transgression. He didn't do an Aveira on a Midah Araisa level, because the sea is considered to be a Carmelus. Like we discussed previously, you have a Rishos Harabim, a public domain, you have a Rishos Hayachid, a private domain. You're not allowed to transfer something from one to the other on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry four amos within a Rishus Harabim, a public area on Shabbos. But when it comes to a Carmelus, when it comes to this middle type of an area, on a Midah Araisa level, you're allowed to bring from it and to it, from Rishus Yachid and the Rishus Harabim, to and from the Carmelus, and you're allowed to carry four amos within it as well. On a Midah Rabbanah level, you're not allowed to, and that's why, let's say, in a place like Tinak, or the Five Towns, it's not considered to be a Rishus Harabim if you go outside your home. It's not a public domain in the halachic sense. It's considered to be a Carmelus, and therefore we have what's called an Erev Chatzeros, this Erev that unifies the entire town by some sort of a bread or food item that's in someone's home, and that allows you to carry from your home outside the homes to other people's homes and so on Shabbos. So we're going to discuss the halacha of a yam, and the sea has the status of a Carmelus in this regard, and therefore on a Midah Raisa level, if you throw four amos in the sea, you are Potter, even though if you threw four amos within a Rishos Harabim, we said that you'd be chayiv, but a yam, the sea, has the status of a Carmelus. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hayar Rikakamayim Rishos Harabim Mahalachasbo, if there is a very shallow little puddle of water in the street, and people are using the Rishos Harab in the public area, they walk through this little puddle of water, Hazorik Lesochu Arba Amos Chayiv, that if someone throws something within four amos within four amos of that little puddle, then he is Chayiv, he transgressed the prohibition of Hotzah, of carrying and really throwing four amos on Shabbos, because the pool is considered to be part of the Rishos Harabim, it's considered to be part of the public domain. V'kama hayirik kakamayim, asks the Mishnah, how shallow must such a little puddle be to be considered to be part of the public domain? Pachos mi'asara tvachim, that it's less than 10 tvachim deep. If it's less than 10 tvachim deep, then it's considered part of the Rishos Harabim. There, if you throw four amos within that, you would be chayiv. And if it's deeper than 10 tvachim, then it's considered to be its own Rishos, its own domain, then it would not be chayiv for throwing four amos within that puddle. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we repeat the halacha in a little bit of a different way, Rikak Mayim Rishos Harab Mahalacha. So if there is a shallow puddle of water that is in the street, then people use the Rishos Harabim, and people that are using the Rishos Harabim are going through this puddle. Even if there are more than four amos to cross through, and people sometimes avoid such a puddle, right? When you're walking on the street and you see a puddle, certainly if it's a big four amos puddle, you're going to try and avoid it. Even in such a case, says the Mishnah, Hazorik Pesochu Arba Amos Chayv. If you throw an item, four amos in this puddle, you're still chayiv, you're still liable, because it is still considered to be part of the Rishos Harab in the public area, even if it is larger than four amos, but presuming that it's not deeper than 10 tefachim, as the Mishnah taught us earlier. Continuing now with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey, as we continue our discussion of four amos in a body of water, and when it's considered to be part of a Rishos Harab, when it's not considered to be part of a Rishos Harabim. Says the Mishnah, Hazork min hayam liyabash min hayabash al hayam. If someone throws an item from the yam, from the sea to the land, or from the land to the sea, min hayam lesfina min hasfina al hayam, or from the sea to a boat, or from a boat to the sea, min hasfina lechaverta, or a person throws from one boat to another boat over the water, it says the Mishnah, all of these cases, putter, he is exempt, he did not transgress an Isser on a Torah level, he did not throw on a Torah level, because like we said previously, the sea is considered to be a Carmelus, and therefore on a Midah Raisa level, you did nothing wrong by throwing through it or by throwing in it, but he's exempt in the first case, because even if the land is considered to be a Rishos Harabim in that area, there is no liability for transferring between a Carmelus and a Rishos Harabim. That was the first case. He's exempt in the second case, because even if the boat is considered in this case to be a Rishos Hayachad, a private area, there is no Iser on a Daraisa level for transferring between a Carmelus and a private area, and he's exempt, he's not obligated, didn't transgress an Avera in the final case, because even if both boats are considered to be Rishu Yosayachid, even if they're considered to be private areas, there is no prohibition for transferring over a Carmelist from one private domain to another private domains. That's why he would be pater in all of these cases on a midaraisa level. Again, pater of alasr, still asr midarabanan rabbinically, but at least on a Torah level, it is not problematic. Now, until this point, the Mishnah is discussing cases for which there is no prohibition on a midaraisa level, but where transferring an item is nevertheless prohibited on a midarabanan level. That's what it means by pater of alasr. Now we're going to specify specifically when it is actually mutter lechatchila to transfer from one boat to another. When can you actually move from one, transfer an item from one boat to another on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, Sfinos Keshuros Zo Bazo Metaltlin Mizo Lazo. If you have two boats that belong to two different people or tied together with a gap that is less than four tvachim between the two boats, then says the Mishnah, you may transfer, you may carry items from one boat to another, provided that there's an Erev Chatzeros, like we discussed. An Erev Chatzeros allows you to carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos, even if you're going through something in between, a Carmelist, for example, a Chatzer, a courtyard, that allows you to do that, and therefore, in this situation, they're tied together, you're therefore allowed to bring something from one boat to another, but if they're tied together. However, says the Mishnah, im einan kishuris, however, if they're not tied together, afal pisha mukafos, even if they're very close together, and there's less than four tfachim in between the boats, nonetheless, ani midirabanan level, ein metaltlin mizo lazo, we are not allowed, a person is not allowed to carry or transfer items from one boat to the other, because the chachamim were concerned that the boats ultimately, if they're not tied together, they might drift apart, they might separate and move away from one another, thereby invalidating the Erev Chatzeros that was made, that if there's no unity, if they're not connected in a meaningful way, then it does not work. Like there's an Erev that's around the town, and that's what unites the town. If there's nothing to unify it, then the Erev Chatzeros would be invalid, and then you cannot bring it from one boat to the other. Quick review, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. Taught us the halacha that if someone throws an item 4 amos in the sea, then he's putter, because in that case it's a Carmelist. So on a midaraisa level, there's no prohibition of throwing something 4 amos in a Carmelist. Then we discuss the case of if you have a little shallow pool of muddy water in the street that people use in the public domain through the Rishus HaRab, and they're walking through it. So we said that as long as it's less than 10 tfachim, then if you throw 4 amos in that puddle of water, then you have transgressed the prohibition, because it's considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore throwing in 4 amos in a Rishus HaRabim would be problematic, would be usher on a midaraisa level. If it's more than 10 tefachim, then it's considered to be its own Rishus, and then there wouldn't be such a prohibition. Then Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey, discussed a few cases. Number one, where you throw an item from the sea to the dry land, or from the dry land to the sea, or from the sea to a boat, or vice versa, or from one boat to another boat. In all of these cases, you are pater ani midaraisa level, because again, in the first case, it was simply a situation where you were transmitting something from a public domain to a Carmelist. In the second case, he was dealing with a case where it's from a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, to a Carmelist. In the third case, was where you have from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, and there's a Carmelist in between. On a midaraisa level, you are pater, you're exempt from all of those cases. Again, on a midarabanan level, it's problematic, but it's mutter on a Torah level. And the Mishnah concluded by discussing the case where you have boats that are tied to one another, and we said that you're allowed to transfer them from one to the other, provided that there's less than 4 amos in between them, and as long as they're tied together, because that unites them, we're not concerned they're going to drift apart, and therefore there's an Erev Chatzeros that allows you to carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus from one private area to another private area on Shabbos. If, says the Mishnah, they're not tied together, then even if they are close together, they're within four tefachim of one another, then, said the Mishnah, you're not allowed to transfer from one to the other, because the Chachamim, the Chazal, the rabbis were concerned that they might drift apart, thereby invalidating the Erev Chatzeros that would otherwise allow you to carry from one to the other. Have a great day.